Mors Ontologica live on WFMU. Thank you so much for waking up early and coming down here. It's awesome.
So much for having us.
Oh, we already got a chime in from your Dracut based fan club. Am I saying that right? Dracut. Yeah, Massachusetts.
I don't know who that is.
Great. Yeah, and they say hi to Crow and the rest of the crew. So.
Aw. Hello, Dracut.
Hi to everyone out there. Hi to Jersey.
Maybe you guys can introduce yourselves, or the two of you with microphones can do the deed.
I'm Drew.
I'm Crow. There's Jeff on the bass guitar.
Hi.
And Tim on the big apparati drumming things.
Thank you so much. Who was in Residual Echoes? Nobody?
Absolutely nobody.
I heard a rumor that one of you was in Residual Echoes.
A lot of rumors get started about us a lot of times, and it's... It's false.
Half of them are 90% untrue, and 90% of them are half untrue.
So tell me what's up in Columbus, Ohio, because Psychedelic Horse S, as we say on the radio, is also playing some great tunes lately, and yeah.
It's a really good scene. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
It just, you know, we've all been there for, you know, years, and now it just seems like everyone's paying attention all of a sudden. So it's always been a great music scene.
Are you guys, is it easy to find shows there, or is it kind of just house party based? Or?
No, nowadays there's great free clubs, great record labels, you know, Columbus Discount Records, the stuff they
put out. Them, yeah, they put out some great stuff.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun these days, so yeah. It's great to come out here and share it with the rest of the world, and it's great that NME decides they want to shine their brilliant light on us, or pitchfork light, or whatever, but it's one of those things that, yeah, it's a good response, and I like it, so.
I think it might be the next Baltimore, Columbus, Ohio.
It's Baltimore.
Speak English. I don't come from Baltimore.
It's the next Baltimore.
Well, thanks.
There's so many great bands from Baltimore, too. I feel like Baltimore and Columbus, Ohio are, like, high up on the list of great live music things going on. You guys have a record that just came out, and it's called Used Kid Sessions. Yeah.
It was a singular session. It was with Mike Rapp, and we recorded it in the record store Used Kids, which is probably the best record store in Columbus. And Mike Rapp, if you don't know him, Google him. He's a great guy. He's a legend. And we did it all in one take and pressed it to vinyl. And you can get it from us at vssrecords.com, or you can buy it at shows and stuff like that.
Do you guys run the VSS record label?
Yeah, we do. So it's mainly us, but we have some friends. It's just a way for us to put it out there. And all of our albums are up online for free. And we've been doing it for longer than Radiohead's been giving away their stuff. But yeah, there's all four of our albums up there. It's vssrecords.com. Victor, Susan, Susan. So
Victor,
check it
Susan,
out.
Susan.
So anyway, yeah, it's all up there to grab and to take and download and share.
Cool. What else is going on in Columbus that we should know about here in New York or Brooklyn
our
or
Our rent
Jersey
is way cheaper, and our beer is way cheaper.
Uh-huh.
But what's that? Oh yeah, but there's just great thing. I mean. The people who build my guitars, and the music that we make, and the friends that we have, and the clubs that are run—it just everyone knows each other. It's a great communal thing right now, and I hope it lasts for a little bit longer. So.
Yeah, definitely. You guys just played a couple of shows in Brooklyn. One show at Goodbye Blue Monday, which is a great venue, and
yeah.
A few others.
At the Trash Bar.
Yeah.
We played
Charleston. We played at a really awesome rave too.
It's been weird.
Where was the rave?
It was in Long Island City.
In a warehouse, man.
Of course, in a warehouse.
Excuse me.
It's just been go. I don't think any of us have slept or showered in 7 days, and we've just been playing two shows a day and just, trying to play for our friends and families and stuff like that. And they all came out and supported us here, and so now we've had our fill of the boroughs, and now we're going to go back home to our dogs and girlfriends.
Yay! Now, did you guys experience anything weird here in New York? I heard Crow saying that he was disappointed in the lack of transvestite saxophone players.
He's always like that.
He's always disappointed. There are never enough transvestite saxophone players.
How could there be, really? We saw a mouse that lived in a giant bottle.
I'd say playing that rave was the weirdest thing. I woke up in the morning and there was literally a Poland Spring bottle with a mouse that lived inside of it and a cat named Sasha who
is blind.
Was blind, and then we were paid money to help them clean the warehouse prior to the show, which was great because the Trash Bar, God bless them, they just decided we were so good they didn't want to pay us. So
Those
people at the rave were awesome. It was a great time that they set it up, and the fact that they had rock and roll and drum and bass and minimalistic, all the music together and all the different people. It was just, you know.
And this really awesome band, Anushka, played too.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, yeah, they're really, really great.
Definitely should spend their stuff. We do a big benefit show. It's May 17th in Columbus, and we donate to the Epilepsy Foundation and stuff like that. And we just had one of our headliners drop off, and Anushka was like, oh, we'll come to Columbus and play with you too. So I hope that pans out if you guys are listening. You know, the invitation's definitely there.
Okay, so Anushka, pay attention. And also Trash Bar, hello, pay your bands. Seriously.
If you're going to have 37 monitors, at least one of them should function.
Yeah, that too.
We're not here to trash on trash.
Well, you know, if the truth must be told.
The FCC won't let me say what I really want to say, so we'll leave it at that.
Oh, darn it.
Gosh darn trash.
Charleston was really cool, too. It was like upstairs it's all, like, pretty classy, and, like, downstairs it's kind of like a basement, like, house party kind of vibe. It was, like, really great, and it was really fun to play there, too.
Very cool. What are the other bands that you played with here in New York? Anybody good, noteworthy?
Somebody works here at your station.
Oh, yes.
The Lane Drivers. They were really, really cool.
They were awesome.
And then, I don't know, we got thrown on bills with so many bands that sometimes it's hard to remember all of them, but all the people we met were great, and people took care of us and fed us and stuff like that. So
cool. Well, you mentioned you have a show in Columbus on May 15th. Are you playing anyplace else? I mean,
May
you know,
17th.
We've got listeners like on the...
It's May 17th.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry,
gonna,
May 17th.
We're going to do these little jaunts, you know, everyone with the wives and kids and day jobs and things, but we'll be back here probably in September. But in the meantime, yeah, we're always playing over in the Columbus area and stuff like that, so...
Okay.
And if, hey, out there, if you're planning on vacation, go to Columbus right now. There are awesome bands there, you know, and I'm sure Mayor Coleman would love the tourism money. So we can advertise, you know, great underground and music.
Yeah, really. This is the Chamber of Commerce will thank you.
Yeah. I hope they do. That'd be great.
I keep kicking my dog.
Yeah. Ah. Anyway.
All right. Well, did you guys want to say, like, hello to your family, your dogs, or your folks?
Hi, Holden. Bark, bark. And hi, Carly, and hi, Mom. And I do want to say something. I did grow up in Jersey, and to come here and play here is great. It's kind of like a full circle thing to have my friends and family here and play here on your radio station. So.
Well, cool. We're so glad you stopped by. It's a really fun set, and yeah, we couldn't be happier to be able to host bands like you as you roll through the city. So do let us know when you're coming back, and yeah, good luck on your. Are you driving on the way back to Ohio?
I think we're gonna go hit a Denny's, and then we're gonna go back to Columbus.
Oh my gosh. You might want to try this this diner if you want a New Jersey experience. It's called the Flamingo, a.k.a. the Flaming O. It's right on the corner.
If it's a greasy love.
Oh, my God. It's so greasy. Just be careful what you order.
Cool.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Mors Ontologica, who played live on WFMU, and you can check out their music at vssrecords.com.